denim they're, shoes?
They're,
no.
They're Jews.
I'm not wearing any Jews, bro.
Where are the Jews?
They're jean shoes.
Jean shoes.
Jews. Nah, I'm a...
There you go. So Jews is spelled J-O-E-S? That's yeah. Just Joes.
J-E-S.
But welcome. We're the podcast. I'm John. We have Steven and Liz. We haven't introduced ourselves in a while.
Shoe extraordinaire.
I mean, yeah, Steven is the shoe extraordinaire. He's going to list off at least 4 brands that I've never heard of.
Yeah, and I'm going to list all the brands that everyone has heard of.
Mm-hmm. You people can go first, because you people don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what my number 10 is.
Unless you have a question for the shoe master, if you will.
For the shoe master.
Yeah, shoe king.
What are you sporting today, Steven? What kind of shoes you got?
They're on the list, so we'll talk about them later.
Oh, okay. I'm not wearing shoes, because I'm inside.
Yeah, same.
Gross. My feet are cold.
I wear socks.
My shoes are socks. I've got shoe socks on my list later, too, so.
Very introspective of you.
Shoes on the
not
inside.
Not introspective, but very...
Socks on the inside.
Very philosophical of you. Mm-hmm.
2 sets.
Shoes are socks.
They protect
me
from...
Are there shoes that are socks, but the socks are shoes? So shoes first,
you
socks
could wear...
Out.
You could if you're a fucking freak. Toe shoes did not make the list. If you got toe shoes on your list, you should fucking...
Oh, like the frog shoe thing.
Commit Sudoku. 100%. Sudoku. I'll be your guy. I'll be your second in command. But you gotta go first.
You'll cut my head off so I don't suffer?
Yeah, if you fuck up, sure.
Sure. Well, I mean, you suffer regardless.
Suffer less.
Anyway, what's your question?
What kinds of shoes would you sell if you had a shoe brand? Not what you call it. You can tell me that too if you want, but my question is, what kinds of shoes would you try and sell? What is the market for your shoes?
A better croc. I want breathable shoes.
That doesn't look like...
But I don't want them to be like weird rubber
you're
plastic.
You're a 45-year-old man.
Yeah, I don't want anything that you can say, oh, I'm putting in a sports mode.
I do. I do. I don't know. Dress shoes are fun, but they're lame. Novelty shoes. Moon boots-esque shoes. Mm. That's my lane.
Gross.
The shoes mm-hmm. with the little fish tank.
Yeah.
As the heel.
Platform yeah. shoes that go up and down. Any novelty shoe, I'm your guy.
Mine would
Can
be...
Can you make better adult Heelys?
Yeah. Those go with it. Soaps. You want to be Sonic and slide down some rails? I got you, dog.
I would make shoes that you can wear without socks. That are more shoes that are comfortable without socks.
Breathable shoes.
Yeah, breathable shoes.
Reasonable.
The ones where if your feet get sweaty, you don't be slipping sliding in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So my list is a little unique. Instead of giving you the 10 best shoes, I gave you 10 shoes that are the best in various categories, and then I ranked them. So number 10, it's best if you like nature a whole lot, or if you're depressed, because you only need to go outside to feel better. Says random people who think they're doctors. It's Salomon.
Salomon? Who's mm-hmm. that?
They make hiking shoes.
Do you have a picture of your shoe?
No, because they make multiple shoes, dog.
You didn't come correct. I have brand.
And then specific shoes?
Specific shoes.
I don't know. Yeah. Also, if I type in Salomon, I just get the Digimon.
Salomon's a Digimon?
Apparently.
Gross.
What came first,
was a fish.
The Digimon or the shoe? You think they named the shoe after the
I think
shoe
they named the shoe after
the
Digimon.
Digimon?
Yeah.
But yeah,
I can't believe it.
These are just hiking shoes.
Those aren't even cool looking. Mm. I bet those are reasonably priced.
These are $90.
I like Columbia. Hiking
yeah,
shoes.
Reasonably priced.
Gross.
Is Columbia your number 10?
No hiking shoes on my list.
Oh, okay. Lame.
Shit, I can switch out one of these. Let's see, which one have I not worn? No, I've worn a pair of all of these at some point in my life. But the funny, the ironic part is the shoe that I wear the most right now is my hiking shoes because that's what I wear at work. Mm-hmm. And in my free time when I like to go outside.
So what's your number 10?
Reebok.
Reebok?
The brand?
Mm-hmm.
Reebok didn't make the list.
Yeah, Reebok is dog shit.
Reebok didn't make the list.
I just thought shoes that I've worn, and that's why it's number 10. I like. They were okay. They were fine.
They do K-Swiss, right?
Huh?
That's Reebok?
They do what?
I don't know why I'm asking you. Like, you know. I don't know.
What was your question?
Reebok makes K-Swiss, correct? The shoes? You have no idea.
No. No. My I don't know why you asked me either. Yeah.
My number 10 is Versace. Python Greca-print sneakers. They're high top. They're
Are you going to show us a picture of this?
Oh, yeah, Donald. Of course I am.
Because I obviously have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, dog, that's ugly as shit. How much? I gotta spend $1,200 for this ugly ass shoe? Correct. Ain't no way.
Correct. You do indeed. Those are sick, bro. I wouldn't wear them because I'm not a freak, but those go hard. Also, it'd be it'd be horrible to try and match those with anything.
Yeah.
Also, they're European, so there's no way I'm getting size 14.
K-Swiss is its own brand, by the way.
Just a fact of life. Oh, okay.
It's just K-Swiss.
They're just ugly shoes.
They look, honestly, they look like fucking shoes. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, a lot of generic sneaker brands just all look the exact same.
You get black, you get white, you get black and white. You get a little bit of a...
Sometimes you get
more rubber, a little less rubber.
Sometimes you get one little thin line of an accent color, mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, we're going fancy.
Sometimes your tennis shoelaces are crisscross. Sometimes they're flat, 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 flat. Sometimes you don't have them at all because you don't use tennis shoes like normal shoes.
No.
You don't wear them.
My number 9, it's best if you think you have money to waste but will starve for the next couple days. It's Gucci.
Oh, my number 9 is also Gucci.
I don't have a specific
shoe.
You don't
have a specific shoe?
No.
I've got the Interlocked G drivers.
Okay, sure, show it to me.
They're loafers. They're just sick. They're just nice.
How much are these loafers?
Like $700.
Yeah, see? You're going to starve for this. That's your whole paycheck.
No shoes made the list that I would spend...
They're just nice.
More
they're just
than
nice shoes.
$120 on.
There's no way.
Those
just
are
nice.
Not
I,
nice
I can
shoes.
I can buy...
They're just nice.
I can buy shoes at Target... For $20 that doesn't have the Gucci brand on it,
that's you would
have
old to, man
and
fashion.
It's still the same
God,
shoe.
Those are sick.
That's old man fashion.
Yeah, that's the fit.
Oh, why is there?
they're driver shoes, so you can heel toe in your 911 going real fast. From one doctor's appointment to your tea time.
Sure.
I wanted some Gucci flip flops for a really long time, but I'm not spending $100 on Gucci, so.
My number 9 is Puma.
Puma, they're supposed to be super comfortable.
They were comfortable, yeah.
My running shoes are alright.
Yeah.
They're fine.
They're hideous.
Yeah.
They're
fine. It's just a generic black running shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the way the arches look, and I don't like how narrow they are.
Sure.
You have too many opinions about shoes, dog.
Sorry, bud.
I got narrow feet, so.
Don't know what to tell you.
They work well.
You're arguing about the arch of the shoe?
Yeah, they look ugly.
Sure.
Fucking the coolest ones.
Yeah, and then
he
shows us leather penny loafers.
Yeah, they're sick.
With tire treads on the back.
Yeah. They're so you can kick the clutch in good.
Sure. You've got chauffeur shoes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm wearing
You're
these
paying
shoes.
Your butler a lot for those shoes.
My butler doesn't wear shoes.
He doesn't wear Gucci shoes?
He's wearing
when
barefoot?
He's driving you
he's
around?
Barefoot.
Why is he bare? Why are you making
why are you
your butler
making
go barefoot?
Him, why are you making him chauffeur you around barefoot?
Why doesn't... The calluses on his soles are so thick.
Yeah, because you've been a terrible fucking...
You're gonna
he
make
gets
your
paid well.
Master Chief looks like a fucking barbarian. He's gonna come out...
Is he wearing a suit but no fucking shoes?
He has a suit shorts on. They go just above his knees, doesn't have shoes
You're
on,
not even
long
give him
socks.
How long is his leg hair? Did you make him shave his leg hair?
He can do that.
To the knee?
If he wants
the...
to.
That's, if he wants to.
It's like flair. He gets a few pieces of flair.
Sure,
leg hair,
sure.
One of the flares. He doesn't... He loses a hat
Master,
if he has leg hair.
Master Chief, it looks like you got a little bit too much flair with that leg hair, so I'm going to need you to take off the hat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 100% the conversation.
Can't have too much individuality here.
No.
You are Master Chief. I mean, you look like every other Spartan. I'm 100%. Sorry, bud.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My number eight, it's best if you know that you don't have any money to waste and you're willing to buy shoes at Target. It's Goodfellow. I've
never heard of that brand
before. It's the Target brand.
Sure.
I genuinely like most of their clothes. I think that for like a $20 or $30 price point, they like look pretty nice, sure. You know, where unless I want to spend like $150 to get something better, like this is as good as I can get for my money.
Reasonable. Those are like the Vans, Target Vans?
Like those shoes right there, those are Goodfellow. And they're just like nice looking, generic, nice looking shoes that I got for $20.
Reasonable.
Nice old man shoes.
Yeah. I wore them to my brother's wedding.
I wore Yeezys to Michael's wedding.
I didn't go to Michael's wedding. I wasn't invited.
It's too bad.
I was forgotten about.
It wasn't.
You know what? It was fun. Less weddings, the better.
Yeah. But I could have seen Anthony try to get drinks with Michael's father-in-law who does not drink.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then talk about seeing prolapsed anuses.
That sounds cringy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but I could have cringed at that situation with the boys, you know? Yeah,
cringed with the boys. What's your number eight?
Clogs.
Clogs? What brand is that?
Like the wooden clogs? Or like...
Not like the Dutch, like Dutch wooden clogs?
Like Tom's?
Are they not... Is clogs not its own thing?
I don't think so. And Shoemaster Steven over here does not know about those.
Crocs are almost clogs. They're the same.
Almost. They're rubber clogs.
Okay, sure. So Crocs.
No.
Not Crocs.
No. You're right. I'll find a brand.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll go with the Dutch wooden shoes.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yeah. You know what?
Iconic.
Classic. Iconic.
You know what's iconic?
They are their own...
We out here.
In
the Netherlands.
I want to sound like a fucking horse when I'm walking down the street, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pop, motherfucker.
Absolutely. My number eight is the Mischief BRB. It's the big red boot. They're big red boots.
Oh, that's my. An ugly boot. That's... That you look like a fucking cartoon character.
That's from the point.
The 60s.
That's the point.
You look like fucking Popeye walking around on these fucking boots.
Big red boots.
So
why are these boots $700?
Is this brand just for this boot?
No, they do a bunch of shit. They're like Supreme. That's why the boot's $700.
Is the boot set like how much is it? Actually,
$800.
Jesus Christ.
Never.
Give or take.
Never in my life.
Never.
My number seven. It is best if you're a loser in high school who thinks they are country but are not. You do look like Astro Boy.
That's because they are made.
Sure. It's just the Justin. It's a shitty cowboy boot.
Mm-hmm. Shit kickers.
Yeah. It's like the shitty, generic, cheap cowboy boot that... I mean, I know in Texas, in our high school, you had a bunch of losers... Who were just normal, either like jocks or popular kids for a while, and then randomly, like junior year, they're just like, nah, I'm country now. And they show up in their truck, they show up with their dip in their mouth, they show up with their shitty Justin boots.
Cowboy cosplay, baby.
Jesus Christ.
That's two.
Step up from Dutch clogs is Tom's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Toms are shit.
No, Toms are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while since I've worn them, but...
No.
I associate Toms with attractive people, so... They didn't make the list, though. They're ugly. Mm. Weird, thin shoes.
Yep.
Well, not all of... Toms is the brand.
Are you ready
so
for...
not all of the shoes are
sure,
that
yeah,
shoe.
Yeah, That's a good point. I didn't think about
the only. Clogs.
Yeah, they are clogs. I got a shoe sock, half a shoe sock. It's the Balenciaga Knit Mule. Oh God, please! There we go. It's a shoe sock. That's a flip flop. It's a flip flop shoe sock.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's knitted. like a sock is.
Sure.
But you don't get the back of it.
And it's $750.
And it's $750.
You get 3/4 of the shoe.
You get to walk 5 steps and then that's stretched out, but you have nothing on the back to hold it to your foot, so it just slides.
They're
off
not.
Your foot
every no. You're thinking, this is like, I've got shoes like this, but they're not Balenciaga because I'm not a fucking maniac.
So you've got shoes that don't stretch out, but
yeah, they go back
like that.
Yeah, they're like stretchy. They go back to what they were.
See, like, elastic wears over time, though, so you'd have to wear those shoes, like, 5 times in your life, not to stretch it out. You don't walk very often.
No. When I did walk a fuck ton, I tore through some shoes like this,
yeah,
though. Absolutely tore through.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't spend $750. If I had $750 to spend, though, I would.
I don't think that's a good argument.
No.
God, they're sick.
If I was a millionaire,
yeah,
I'd buy a shoe. You know, I'd buy whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
That's not a, like...
This is a shoe I would go out of my way to buy if I was a millionaire. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
Yeah, if you had, like, $1 million, what's 700, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I get that, but, like, maybe a better shoe than that one. No. I would take those fucking, those Astro Boy shoes before I take those Balenciaga socks.
I like Balenciaga. It's a fun word to say.
It's... Isn't that the one that Kanye was kicked off of for being racist?
He was kicked off of Adidas. Adidas.
I thought he was also kicked off of...
He was with Louis Vuitton for a little bit.
Mm. My number 6, they are best if you want to look like a generic white dude. Get yourself some New Balance shoes. Every goddamn pair of New Balance looks the exact fucking same.
I've got a different pair. I've got a different pair of generic white guy shoes at my number 6, so I'm ready to go.
Like, my dad has worn the same pair, like, the same exact style of New Balance shoes.
The Monarch, baby.
For, like, 30-plus years.
Actually,
like, the entire time that I've known my father and been cognizant, he's worn the same shoe.
Sure.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. No Air Monarchs for your dad?
No.
He was the New Balance guy?
Yeah.
I had to wear New Balances when they didn't make shoes with... I had big feet, big wide feet when I was a small boy.
You do now, too.
I don't have wide feet anymore. I can wear normal... I don't have to go for...
I also had wide feet when I was...
And I could only wear New Balance and it was lame.
Sure.
It's Adidas.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're alright.
They're pretty good.
For generic shoes, they're alright, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried, like, a lot of different Adidas and...
Comfy.
Yeah. For reasonably priced basic shoes, I'm not going to their, like, crazy levels. And then they started doing memory foam, and then I stopped liking them.
But... Oh my god, those are the best.
No, they're the worst.
The Ultra Boosts?
The memory foam?
So good.
Flattens out, and then it's very uncomfortable. It's worse than, like, normal insoles.
Sure.
As someone who stands on their feet 10 hours a day.
Couldn't be me. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I'm so far past that life. My number 6, white guy shoes, Asics. Ronnie Fig, the Palette Argon.
Sure.
They're gray. That's it. They're gray, Heather. They're sick, though.
They look like worn tennis shoes.
They do look like
worn
tennis
shoes. They're fucking
sick. Is that like... That's like a...
It's a guy.
Like, it's like the suede material.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess.
There is a pair of Jordans that I would like to get in that material, but they're, like, way too expensive, and I can't wear Jordans because they're too narrow and they're not very comfortable. Also, these are a reasonable price. I think these are only, like, $400-$500.
Yeah.
No.
Reasonable.
$215, sorry.
Super reasonable. You know
that,
what?
$215?
You know what? $215.
That's, a nice shoe.
That's a little too cheap. I'm kind of concerned that those aren't as good quality as they're saying it is for
that
shoe.
No Gucci.
Yeah.
It's no Balenciaga.
I don't know if I
you
would
get like 3 pairs of these for the price of a knit mule. What do you think that tastes like? What do you think is in that drink?
A knit mule?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you actually meant, like, chewing on the shoe.
No. We're well past shoes at this point. We're on liquor now.
It's got wine in it. It's got tannins.
Sure, so it dries your mouth out?
Yeah.
There's got to be bitter, like, liquor, right? Campari, super bitter, I believe.
I'm thinking ginger beer, lime, and wine. Is a knit mule.
That sounds
horrible. And it's specifically like a Malbec or something. Something sure. dry as some shit.
Jesus.
Like ridiculously dry?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That sounds horrible. But I'm down.
It could be gin. Gin's also like...
Gin isn't very astringent, though. It's astringent. It's not very... It doesn't suck sure, the mouth. Sure. Suck the moisture out of your mouth.
Because I'm...
I think a white... Like a super dry white or a super dry red wine would... That would be perfect for the woolen mouth feel of a knit mule.
I'd try it, but I'd hate it.
If I saw one, yeah, I think I would also order it.
My number five
mm-hmm.
is best if you like slavery.
Fuck yeah.
It's Nike.
For those who like slavery. For
those who like slavery. Mm-hmm. Nike is your shoe brand.
Vans.
I like Vans a lot.
Too flat-footed. Very flat shoes. Mm-hmm. Not for me. I've got too much arch.
You are great at dissecting normal-ass shoes and how they're worn, and then you come up with fucking, like, moon boot shit that nobody would ever in their life wear on a daily basis.
I don't know what you want from me.
For your not too narrow, not too wide, perfect arched foot,
yeah,
wear these fucking moon boots.
Yeah, you're gonna sell moon boots for people with size 15s?
Yeah, hell fucking yeah! It's bullshit I couldn't get moon boots in my size. It's horseshit. Or Heelys. Or soaps. Or fucking anything cool.
I just saw a pair of shoes. Let's see.
New Balance is my number five.
Gross.
M530 kits. These go hard. Another cheap...
You got these on your list?
White guy shoe. No, what the fuck are those?
Denim they're, shoes?
They're, no.
They're Jews.
I'm not wearing any Jews, bro.
Why are they Jews?
They're jean shoes.
Jean shoes.
They're Jews. Nah, I'm a... There you go.
So Jews is spelled J-O-E-S? That's yeah. just Joes.
J-E.
There's an H.
J-E-O-E-S?
Jews.
There's an H. I like these. These are sick.
They're
cheap.
They look like
shoes.
Yeah, they look like shoes.
I like.
They look like what Marty McFly wore in Back to the Future.
Those are gray. Also, they're really expensive.
You've already looked really into expensive. It. Am I surprised? Not really.
Like, way too expensive. They lace themselves. They're nuts.
Did you give your number five?
I thought she did.
I don't think she did. That looks hideous.
Fuck is that?
It's got the toes.
Those are awful. Did you not give your number five, Liz?
Sorry, I'm losing it at these frog shoes. What are they called? Green, very slimy feet top.
Those are horrible.
A terrible name for shoes.
$715. They're on sale. 48% off. They were originally $13.75.
Those are awful. Yeah. I don't...
My number five was Vans.
Toe shoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
It's like, I'm pretty sure I was doing a good job.
You're fine. All right. My number four is best if you hate the Jews or love anti-Semites. It's Yeezys.
Hey, that's a little low. Or a little high. A little low. Sorry. A little low. Slightly too low.
Sure.
Also, do you have the regular shoes? What kind of Yeezys are we talking about?
Just
the brand?
Just shoes sponsored by Ye.
Sure. Reasonable. That's a weird way to put that.
But yeah. He doesn't make the shoes,
he make
right?
The shoe. So yeah, like, he designed them.
Does he actually design them every time? Or does he have people who design them and then he just says, yeah, make it?
He designed the first ones and then did the... He did the colors. He's the colors guy now.
Ah, sure.
Well, he's nothing now. He got fucking kicked out for being a
being an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
What about this one? Would you wear that sock?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a better sock. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's a better sock, because that's like the full sock.
Mm-hmm. That's
hideous.
I like the speed sock.
That's hideous.
Heavy that that's you're it's just going to like lift your foot up and then start to sag.
That's disgusting.
Look up the speed sock.
Oh, you could have done blue. You had to do red?
Oh, I liked BRB. I didn't see the big blue boots, but I guess.
I don't know. I think maybe they're from somewhere else. There's a specific shoe I was looking for. Oh, here it is.
That thing's hideous. That thing is hideous.
What the fuck is that?
Why am I wearing a spaceship on my fucking foot?
Beige unicorn sneakers.
That looks horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
That website, that Sense Place. That Sense Place you're going to is just like.
This is
just
made
the worst.
By poor little Chinese children.
Yeah, it's fast fashion.
This is fast fashion.
You could not donate those.
That's fast fashion.
Slimy green boots
It's gonna make you. I don't want. No. No, it's not gonna show me. That one had wings.
Let's give us your number four, Liz.
My number four is Doc Martens.
Yeah, they're boots. Racists wear them.
Racists?
Yeah. They're big in the neo-Nazi skinhead group.
I feel like they're big in lots of groups besides the neo-Nazis.
Yeah, no, punks are cool too.
Yeah. That's more of what I was thinking.
Doc Martens are sick.
My best friend had Doc Martens.
They're
and
sick.
She's not racist.
No. That you know.
That you know of, yeah.
Around you. She's not racist around you.
Yeah, but you're both white, so how would you know?
How do you know she's white?
How many black?
I didn't tell you what friend was.
How many black friends do they have?
How many black friends?
That you know of, yeah.
That I know of? 3?
Oh, that's more than 0.
Yeah, that is more than 0.
And
dated one?
Ooh.
That's fine, too. This person's starting to sound not racist at all. This is bullshit.
It was also a girl, because she's
not straight. Oh my god, just getting worse and worse. Just getting worse and worse.
Which does make more sense for the Doc Martens, but...
You can be racist and lesbian.
You can, yeah.
But what if you're dating someone who's black?
You can be racist together. She's one of the good ones.
She's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Sure. You're right, man. I'll have to tell her now.
Yeah, you gotta break it to your friend that she's racist.
I'm sorry, bud. You're racist. It's just...
It's
been decided. The shoe choice...
It tells all.
Literally made you racist.
It's the first thing you look at.
Made you racist.
It's the first thing you look at. My number four, it's a pair of shoes. It's Adidas NMDs by Pharrell. It is the best version of this shoe that I want. I own a pair of this shoe. But this pair is like $14,000. And just because they're maroon. And they say friends and family in Japanese on them. And there's like 15 pairs.
Oh, I didn't
realize
there was a white part to that.
Yeah,
it
looked hideous for a second.
Sure,
It looked awful
That's
for a
terrible
second.
Background for that.
Yeah. Not very good. But it says friends and family on the fucking top of it in Japanese. And it's very cool. Also, burgundy is like...
Burgundy's a good color.
It's just a good color, so...
What's the difference between burgundy and maroon?
The word.
Why would it be a different word?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't it just be a different color?
I don't know, but these are fucking sick. They're really expensive. Not those. Those are horrible. They're really expensive. It's sad.
Why are they so expensive?
Because there's like
so fucking expensive.
There's like 15 pairs.
Why didn't they make more?
Because these went specifically...
Why are they gatekeeping these shoes?
These went specifically to Pharrell Williams' friends and family. And then his friends and family were just like, fuck it, I can make $12,000 off these shoes.
Like, okay, I was about to say, like, how is it on the market? But, you know, they're shitty friends, so.
Mm-hmm.
Or family.
Yeah.
My number three are best if you are a priest or you hate children. They are Jordans. Because he said, fuck them kids.
Yeah. I do.
I like your prefaces before you say these things.
I do like Jordans. They're all right.
I didn't know how to make a good... shoe list, so we had to we had to make it a bit.
You made stories behind them. Sure. What was the one you said before this one?
Best if you if you hate the Jews or you like anti-Semites. And it was Yeezys.
What was the one before that?
They were best if you like slavery.
Yes,
that
Nike.
Was Nike.
My number 3.
Oh, okay.
This is my number 11. They're Jordans.
Different than the one you showed us.
They're Jordans.
Oh, they're Jordans, so they're way more expensive.
And they have hands in them, and it's fucking sick.
I didn't even think about little
sewn hands in them.
Wait,
what?
We could have put the
gross.
We could have put those Little Nas X shoes that had blood in them on this list.
I thought about it. I don't like the those. Air Max 95s are fine. They're fine. The blood being in them is really cool, though. So
they sold out immediately.
Yeah, it was bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Did you expect anything different?
No, but I tried to get some, and I couldn't.
How much were they?
Like $350. Like, reasonable.
Reasonable for expensive shoes?
For expensive shoes, yeah.
What's your number 3?
The UGG. The UGG Tasman slipper. It's the only shoe I wear now, because I don't leave my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. I don't need to show you a picture of that. I did pull up a picture and then realized I'm just going to point at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
They're just nice. They're just nice slippers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Comfy. Warm. Good enough.
I have traumatic experiences with Uggs because I lived in Michigan and everybody wore Uggs in the winter.
Did you get bullied by a bunch of people in Uggs?
No, I bully people who wore Uggs.
As you wore
but
Uggs.
But No. I'm traumatized because I lived in Michigan in winter and people were wearing Uggs and it just reminded me of when your pants legs would get too long and then they get wet and then like it would like suck all the water up. That's how people in Uggs were because they would just get like all of these water stains on their, and then it's salt outside, right? They salt the roads. Mm-hmm. So then you get these salt stains on these fucking shoes and I'm just thinking about all the money that their parents are spending on these fucking shoes because everybody wore Uggs.
These are cheap.
That happened to my pants. That's why I'm traumatized. But it wouldn't make my list because of that.
Those are sick. Very comfy. Warm. They're not Crocs, though.
Mm. My number 2, it's best if you are an edgy 17-year-old named John who likes to do parkour.
You wearing Osiris's?
No! No, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
The brand's called KO.
You bought some parkour shoes?
Which stands for known obstacles.
You're a loser.
I did not purchase these shoes because they were very expensive, but I liked them a whole lot, and now the company is out of business.
That's too bad. Who'd have thunk it? Making a very specific shoe for a very specific type of thing that only very specific people do.
But I thought they were very cool for a while, but they're not even, like, the best parkour shoe. Like, Whatever.
What do they look like? I'm looking them up.
I don't even know if you can find pictures because, like, it was a pretty small company. There was a range of the amount of tread in your shoe, and you want to start with the shoes with the most tread, because then when you land, you have the most, it doesn't hurt you as much, mm-hmm. right? And then as you get better and better and better, you get new shoes with less and less tread until you get those shoes that monks use that have like zero tread.
Like ballerinas?
Yeah, because then if you're landing properly, you can do the most with them, right?
Sure.
Because, and then these were like right in the middle. It was just like the average shoe amount of tread in them, but they were for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find a picture.
You know too much about a passing hobby.
John lived that life.
It was a passing hobby for like a year and a half.
He was about that life. Him.
A year and a half is nothing.
Michael. Michael hated black people, Michael.
Yeah, black Michael.
Angel.
Tristan did not do parkour with us.
No. He was just breaking windows with y'all?
Yeah. Oh, and okay. Skateboarding.
Hell yeah. He didn't do parkour?
No,
he was doing parkour with you. It was just you and Michael?
It was Michael, myself, and then some people that he met online who also lived in Denton.
You know, that's like the least surprising.
I don't know. So I don't know if he met him online. He may have just gone to one of the playgrounds and then met them there because they were doing the same thing on Saturdays.
You want
to
join our parkour group?
One of them.
He was part of X West. He couldn't join
the gang. One of them was like 22 and we called him St. John. I don't know what his fucking actual name was. He refused to be called anything else. I know the one where
he refused to be the one. Call me St. John. Don't fucking call me anything else.
The one intelligent thing I heard, not intelligent. The one like sage. Quote that quote, yeah, sage quote that I heard him say was he said, "I don't go jogging or I don't go running because your heart only has so many heartbeats, and if I'm running, then I have less heartbeats, so I'm not gonna run." And then that's where he stood on that topic.
That's where it's to live by right there. Right. What the fuck?
How many whippets did this guy do?
Yeah. Just constantly?
Probably a bunch of whippets with
he's
some
just,
guy
he's just Steven. Over here with aerosol like, all right, guys, let's jump off a fucking building.
Let's go do rolls. Watch me do this kickflip off this wall real quick. What's your number two? Liz.
Oh yeah, you had those weird shoes.
Hey, those are number three.
No, his
yes.
Weird yeah. shoes.
Weird parkour shoes.
Birkenstocks. White Jesus shoes.
Yeah, Birkenstocks are pretty sweet.
And comfortable.
They're pretty sweet. They're alright.
They're comfy.
Yeah. Less comfy than my number two, but for sure pretty comfy. Yeezy foam runners. Yawks. Yeezy Crocs, if you will. Can you wear your Birkenstocks in the ocean? Will they protect you from the sand?
Probably. Will they protect me from the sand?
You gonna lose them?
How are Yawks gonna keep you sandproof?
They strap onto your feet. Mm-hmm. You can go right into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Not give a damn about what you step on.
And they're just gonna go right into your shoe?
Incorrect.
What
I've
they
lived
look
this
like?
Life.
What do they look like? Yeah, go get it.
I'll be right back.
Should I smack this out of his hand when he brings it in?
No, probably not.
Can't save this shoe. Gravity defying. Bitch.
Most I've ever spent on a single pair of shoes.
Absolutely looks like all that sandy water's gonna get in those shoes.
Still sandy from the beach.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know what wasn't sandy? The bottoms of my feet. Hey!
I bet they were.
You can't be in here, Rocco.
Rocco, it's not over. It's not over till it's over. We got number one. Ah, 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 ah.
Go this way, bud.
Go that way.
Go.
He's trying so hard. Those look like a sci-fi movie alien foot.
Yeah. They really do, don't they?
Or some kind of like moon shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Not moon boots, they're different.
They're moon shoes for Steven, yeah.
How much did you spend on those?
Like $365.
And you wear them at the beach?
Mm-hmm.
When else do you wear them? Just at the beach?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So your toes don't get sandy at all, huh?
They get sandy, they just mm-hmm. don't get hurt from the shells and stuff.
Oh, and that, sure. And then it's yeah. way less hot.
No, I can wear these in the pool. I don't sure. have to touch the bottom of the gross-ass, nasty-ass pool.
Sure, yeah.
Just float around.
Why wear water shoes when you can spend $300 on...
$365,
$365, Liz. Even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're,
rubber
did you pay tax
shoes.
On them?
No, $365 was...
Okay.
Everything.
Sure.
All of it.
Sure.
They were probably only like $350, but I paid $15 in shipping. You gotta do the whole thing, you know? Also, they're like... They're tiger-striped.
How many Jews do you think died to make those shoes, Steven?
There's no Jews in China, so probably not very many.
Because they're also racist.
Mm.
If not more.
Are Chinese people racist against black people?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know, like...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, like, all of Eastern Europe and, like...
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. I can't go places unless I'm going, like, looking nice.
Yeah.
You know?
You're rich. No, they're absolutely racist.
Sure.
Bullshit.
How many black people do you think you see in China?
They're the ones
Zero.
Who...
You're hanging out in Shanghai?
They're the ones who are bleaching their skin to get more white.
Unless you're a fucking... Unless you're Dwight Howard. It's him, his family, and that's it.
Sure. You should be Dwight Howard.
No.
You don't need to... Why not? He's balling.
Yeah, he is killing it in China right now. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to work in fucking China.
You don't want to be Jackie Chan?
No, I don't want to be Jackie Chan.
Sucking China's dick?
No, I'm good.
Hong Kong ain't no country, says Jackie Chan.
That's exactly what fucking Jackie Chan says. Probably was also calling that baseball team that was playing China Taipei and not Taiwan. Like a fucking dickhead. Fuck Jackie Chan.
Is that your number two?
Yeah, it was my number two.
Easy Crocs?
Mm-hmm.
I just needed to see him.
My number one is Vans. It's my personal favorite brand of shoe. I like Vans a lot. The only, for a while, I could get two pairs of Vans for like $30. It was really nice. Now Vans are like $60 per pair or some shit. Also, there's no Vans store here. It's bullshit.
Gotta go to a mall.
Nope. That was in Salem. There may be one here. I don't think there is, though.
Order them online, like an adult.
Yeah, but I want to see them.
Reasonable. I mean, sure. You do.
There's one in Eugene.
Reasonable.
That's not far.
So what kind of shoe did you actually do parkour in?
Vans. DCs. Osiris's.
I don't remember.
Oh. My number one is Converse.
Gross.
I used to wear the shit out of those because I was an edgy emo kid. And that's what we wore.
I'm not a high top sneaker kind of guy.
They're not always high tops.
Oh, those are yeah, you're right. Those are more flat shoes. You know why they have that shit on the bottom of them? The cloth stuff?
They have cloth stuff on the bottom?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the side? Okay.
Yeah. It's so they can be classified as slippers and not, they don't take the shoe import tax or some shit.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They figured it out.
Yeah. Fucking Converse. Horrible.
They're great.
Mm-mm.
They're great. I used to do marching band in them because we had to do like this crazy high step. Shit's great. That does not bend at all. Your foot's going this or it's going like this. Great.
Hard heels. No, thank you. My number one, it's Nike. God of shoes. God of something else. I don't know what the actual god of Nike is, but... Or Nike is the god of, I should say. This is my number one. This is the shoe I would buy. This is the shoe I would buy first. I win the lottery. I put in the bid for a plot of land. I put in the bid for a car.
The winged goddess of victory. I go buy
these shoes. It's in that order. They're Tom Sachs, Mars Yards. They're sick.
Did you hear me?
I did.
Athletes would pray to her.
I had a chance. This could have been me. I could have owned these shoes. Please, you fucking whore. Pull up the thing. Show me the shoe.
Shoe doesn't want to be seen.
Look at him. It's just a shoe.
How old are they? Just a shoe.
A lot.
How is that different than any other Nike shoe?
Made to be worn. They're made to be worn.
Okay.
Unlike Jordans and shit like that.
No, I mean between Nike shoes. Because, like, not all Nike shoes are super fucking expensive.
Sure.
So why are these more expensive than other Nike shoes?
Tom Sachs is a guy. He's like a designer or some shit. And there's probably made, I don't know. There not that many have been made. It's a scarcity thing.
Supply, demand.
He has a blue version of these that are worth, like, I think they're one of one. But these are, like, 18 grand.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No. For size 14s, I had a chance. I had a chance to pick up a pair for, like $1,300, and I didn't do it. Because, like, that's so much fucking money.
That's typically the correct pair of shoes. That's typically the correct decision.
Yeah.
That's like buying, like, a random stock. And you're like, yeah. I could have bought in... At GameStop.
Yeah, but
for $50 and then it hits $400. But that doesn't typically happen.
I would have been wearing them.
Sure. You're going to wear shoes that are $18,000?
Yeah. I wear shoes that are like...
What are you going to do with those shoes, John?
I have a pair of...
And then sell them for the 18 grand because you bought them for 13.
That's lame. That's lame.
Trade the shoes.
Mm-mm. Wear your shoes. I have a pair of shoes that I bought for $150. They're like... $700 now, and I still wear them because they're fucking cool. And that's why I bought them.
I'm on the if you own shoes, wear them train.
Sure.
100%. I agree. Absolutely.
That's why I'm not going to buy expensive shoes, because I couldn't, it would feel I'm bad to wear them. I'm also on that
train.
If I spent $1,300 on shoes, I couldn't wear them, because I'd be DJ Khaled, where I'm sitting there with my shoes on a fucking pillow while I'm wearing them, because they ain't even out yet, so they can't touch the ground. So fuck you, DJ Khaled.
No.
That was a crazy list.
I would wear the absolute shit out of some very expensive shoes.
I'm going to look at those frog shoes again.
Thank you for listening to us talk about shoes. Steven is a shoe extraordinaire. But I think his list was the worst, because I didn't know half of the shoes on his, or any of the shoes on his list. Horrible. I knew about half of the brands on his list.
Horrible. Who are we talking about next week?
Are you going to run in those shoes?
I would never run in these. That would be awful. What the fuck? That's a terrible idea. Yeah,
not all shoes are for running, Liz.
Wait, which ones? These?
No.
Or the those?
Those.
No. No.
Next week we're talking about food. We're talking about dehydrated foods.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
I know a little bit more about dehydrated foods than I do about shoes.
Yeah, we'll keep it vague. We'll keep dehydrated foods vague.
I mean vague? Just...
There's a lot of...
Dehydrate whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, but...
Beef jerky's dehydrated food.
Yeah, absolutely, but...
You can also have dehydrated fruit.
Figs, grapes,
sure.
Raisins, all sorts of shit. I'm ready.
Fucking... If you have raisins on your goddamn list, you are a terrorist. You're a
terrorist. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to tell you. Sorry to break the news.
You can even like raisins. That's fine.
Yeah. They're not
But putting them on a top 10 dehydrated foods list?
No.
No.
Couldn't be me.
But if you want to find more about us, you can do so on our website, thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can email us at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all thisiswhyyourewrong1. We got an email. Did you see that we got an email?
No, I didn't. I should have checked.
Yeah.
I forgot. We should have recorded last week.
Do you want to read it next?
Yeah, I'll read it next time.
Okay, we'll read it next time.
At the top of the episode.
Okay. Sure.
We'll tear through that email.
Yeah.
I'm looking, because Yeezy Crocs are on... Amazon. Someone gave it a 1 star and just said ugly, as if they didn't look at the picture before they bought it. The 360, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone else says that they look like the Star Trek salt monster.
I don't know what that is. I don't watch that lame shit. I like shoes.
Well, it looks like your shoes, so...
Deuces.